new CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
All right, we are back after day two of spring football for the Miami Hurricanes. This is a quick little instant reaction podcast. Gabby, since you were busy with the junior day during the first instant reaction, I just want to give you the opportunity to let it rip. Just some of the things you've noticed out here in these, 20 to 25 minute windows that we get to watch practice. So what's sticking out to you so far?
Yeah, I think just from what I've seen so far, I do think that they're probably working with less numbers. I think especially on the defensive side of the ball, I think it's pretty obvious that, there's a lot of guys missing. James Williams isn't with the safeties. There's a lot of defensive linemen out, things like that. But overall, I think you can see that, they're definitely working on different things. I think from day one, just watching the quarterbacks, I thought it was cool watching them, kind of get rid of the balls quickly, where they're kind of have to throw it into the net, field the second ball, and then get rid of that one. So I do think that, Shannon Dawson and that, variation of the air raid that he runs is going to, prioritize, finding your read, know where you're going with the ball and firing it in there. I do think that was a cool drill to watch the quarterbacks work through. Colby Young is someone who I think definitely looks like he's, reshaped that body a little bit now that he's kind of been in a college strength program for a bit longer after being a late arrival. I thought Isaiah Horton is someone that's looking good coming into year two. Again, we only saw so much, but it was good to see, the freshman tackles out there working with that second team. I think, it may only be a matter of time before we see one of those guys, kind of take that step into, that first group of offensive linemen. I think that really just the offensive line as a whole, I think, definitely some big bodies up there. It was a kind of a crazy first day. So I feel like, and we only got to watch like a little bit of that offensive window, but Kevin Beard passionately teaching, seemed like he was being really technical and, teaching the things that, that he wants those receivers to do. So, encouraged by him. And again, I think all the feedback on Kevin Beard has been really, really positive. So, hoping to see a lot from those guys. And then I guess should we go into the second practice, or do you want to? I'll start with just, what we saw here on Tuesday. I was on the defensive side of the field today, so really got eyes mostly on those guys. And, kind of going back to that defensive line, it's like four or five guys that are out. Jason Taylor, David, you probably mentioned this on the first podcast, but I think it's obvious that he's running that defensive line room the way that we anticipated. He was definitely excited about some guys like Nigel Lee Kelly, tapping him on the helmet after some reps, those types of things. So that's good to see. Linebacker wise, I think Wesley Bissaint looks really good. I didn't see Malik Bryan out there, the true freshman. Francisco Malagoa has some pretty legit size, someone who could help out. I thought it was interesting how the defensive backs were kind of split up. Lance Guidry, the defensive coordinator, we know has that defensive back background. He was working mostly with the safeties while Jamal Adai worked with the cornerback. So I think that's an interesting structure that I think we could, I don't know if that's going to be that way always, but that's how it was here on that second practice. And I wouldn't be surprised if Guidry just kind of took that safety room and Adai handled the corners. Just watching the corners go through drills, I thought it was pretty evident that Daryl Porter, to Corey Couch, maybe two of the more fluid movers out there. Those guys definitely looked a little bit different, kind of flipping their hips, changing direction, you know, doing all those types of things. Devontae Brown, I think what stands out is his length. That size, it's, you know, obviously something you can't teach, and we know from those GPS numbers that he can definitely run when he kind of hits that top speed. So you know, I do think that's pretty encouraging. And again, to Corey Couch, David, we learned in here in press conferences, might play some star, so some of that nickel corner, him and redshirt freshman Jaden Harris, who again I think he looks really good too. Cameron Kitchens is, you know, definitely the leader of that defense, and definitely generated plenty of praise from Guidry here on Tuesday. I thought Markeith Williams also looked good running with those guys. But yeah, James Williams, a notable absence from that safety room. That's pretty much what I got here on day two, David.
Good stuff. Yeah, in terms of like newsy things, maybe with Tuesday's practice, the only thing to highlight is the return of Javion Cohen, who was not at practice Saturday because he was participating in a symposium in conjunction with the NFL draft. So he was back out there for his, or he was out there for his first practice on Tuesday morning. He slotted in at left guard with the first team, which slid back Lawrence Seymour. So first team O-line was the same as Saturday with the switch of Javion Cohen. So left to right, it went Jalen Rivers, Javion Cohen, Matt Lee, Inez Cooper, and Chris Washington. And then also, too, another, and this isn't a big deal, I don't think, because they're in shorts and shirts anyways, but Robbie Washington, the true freshman early enrollee receiver, was in a red non-contact jersey today, which was different than Saturday's practice. And yeah, I thought in general, in terms of comparing practice one to practice two, I do think the quarterbacks seemed a little more comfortable with the drills that were being asked of them, you know, which makes sense, just doing it more, knowing what's coming, et cetera, et cetera. I think they were a little more consistent with their accuracy in the quick release drills that they have them running, at least from what we got to watch. And yeah, as Gabby mentioned, today we got to interview both of the new coordinators. Shannon Dawson made it clear that Tyler Van Dyke is the man at quarterback and that he is very talented, especially when it comes to running this system. Coach Dawson even admitted that, you know, they've been basically kind of doing stuff together for maybe 3 weeks now since he's been hired. And he admitted that Tyler Van Dyke is picking things up quicker than he's anticipated. So that is a positive, of course. In terms of receiver room, you know, he said there is talent there. He did say, you know, that group is probably going to take longer to pick things up. And generally that's how it goes in this offense. A lot is asked of the receivers in terms of reading coverages and reacting to those coverages to find holes in the defense for the passing game to exploit. So that's going to be a process during the spring. Coach Dawson did say, and of course they're not in full pads yet due to the NCAA acclimation period, but he's impressed by the body types and what he has to work with on the offensive line. And then in conjunction with that, he did mention how important it is to him to run the ball. And he said, you know, quite frankly, when you can run the ball, you can throw the ball with more success, just because defenses, when they're on their heels like that and they don't know what's coming, it makes it easier to do both of those phases of the offense. Anything stand out to you about Coach Dawson that I didn't touch on?
I mean, I just think in general, again, he's someone that, you know, again, I think he's willing to, you know, again, I think how he said he was kind of like willing to adapt to the personnel and all that stuff. But I do think it was notable how he talked about, you know, how it might take the receivers a little bit longer. I liked what he talked about, you know, and just kind of recruiting what you don't have, like figuring out what you do have and then going and finding guys that can do different things. You know, I thought it was notable that he did say that he has an idea of who the guy is that might step up and, you know, kind of take over, kind of, you know, elevate themselves to be kind of like the guy. I said he wasn't going to tell us who that is, and I think that's fair to expect. But I think it's good to know, at least in their mind, that they feel like there is someone on the roster who can kind of, you know, maybe be that guy. Of course, Shannon Dawson just coached up Tank Dell, who was one of the best receivers in the nation over the past two seasons. And not saying that we should expect some, you know, insane, you know, type of production like that. But, you know, knowing that he feels pretty good, at least about one of these guys to be the go-to, is pretty, I don't know, pretty comforting. I guess we'll see how it goes. But I thought that that was pretty interesting.
He also called the tight end room loaded, yeah, which I found interesting. I don't know. I think it's good. I don't know if I'd say loaded. Anyways, not trying to throw shade at the tight end room, but clear, they definitely value that position group. And there is talent there, but we'll see. Defensively, Lance Guidry, very likable guy. Definitely proud of his Louisiana roots. Had high praise for Jason Taylor and the coach that he is in this early stage of his career. Said he's going to be a future coordinator, whether that's at the college level or the NFL level. Also had high praise for linebackers coach Derek Nicholson. And yeah, he just seems like a guy that's, you know, worked his way up the coaching ladder and willing to listen to ideas and, you know, adjust on the fly. And I think he seems like a guy that is good at connecting with players and coaches. So I could see him being a breath of fresh air at defensive coordinator with the way he approaches things. Anything stand out to you about the Guidry interview?
Yeah, definitely a proud Cajun. Definitely, you know, made it very clear that he's a, I don't know what he said, full blood Cajun or something like that. No, I mean, I thought he was awesome. You know, I think that, you know, the way that how he kind of said that he kind of even relays his, you know, goes back to his, you know, many years coaching in terms of that helping him make adjustments. And, you know, like what he said about like football goes in cycles. So the more of it you've seen, the more that you'll be able to, you know when you see certain things. And all those types of things. So, you know, again, I think Guidry's a smart guy. I think it's obvious that he's you know, again, knows defensive ball. You know, talked about how he was raving about how he was a multi-sport athlete, a former quarterback, so understands offense too, which, again, I'm sure helps him, you know, helped him, you know, coming up to, you know, understand defense better. So, you know, I liked, you know, all those different types of things that, you know, he brings to the table. And again, that defense is aggressive. He's going to use a star. So he basically, well, he also says that he uses two stand-up defensive ends that kind of, I guess he kind of said, were similar to like outside linebackers. So that kind of makes me think about, you know, Nigel Kelly and Akeem Mesidor and how I think both those guys could definitely find success in this type of offense. I think, yeah, again, what I mentioned about Corey Couch kind of fitting into that star position and how it has to be kind of like a corner safety hybrid that can cover like a corner, but, you know, kind of hit like a safety, all those different types of things. So, you know, again, I'm excited about all the things that he does. And again, seems like a personable, cool guy. And again, I mean, everything that I've heard just around the program about Lance Guidry has been, you know, overwhelmingly positive between him, you know, just walking in and having long conversations with interns and, you know, people that are just like around the program that don't, you know, maybe aren't, you know, as a significant part of the operation, and him just really trying to get to know everyone and, you know, taking that time and being personable. So again, I think it's a really good hire. I think it's definitely a change of pace from a personality standpoint. And again, I think he's a really passionate guy who loves the game. And again, I think he says, you know, has a lot of respect for the program, for the logo, all those different types of things. So definitely liked what I heard from Lance Guidry today.
All right, we'll get out of here on that. Definitely check out the website InsideTheU.com for in-depth full quotes from the coordinators. And next practice is scheduled to be on Thursday. And until then, take care.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together, we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.